Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice.
Welcome back. It is a beautiful Friday morning, and I am so excited. Welcome to the show, Stefan Schmidt. It's time for your Friday Boat Smart. How are you, Stefan? All right, well, we're going to get him going here in just a second. I believe we're just having some technical difficulties, but we'll be sure to go ahead and get him right in just a moment. It always happens, but we do have Stefan on the line. Couldn't make it into studio today, but we are right and ready for you. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and we are about to get our Boat Smart started, and this is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, and our amazing, excellent expert is Stefan Schmidt from Key Marine. And Stefan, are you there? I think I finally got it working. All right, we're just waiting on this one call to get working. We're just having a couple of technical difficulties back here, but we are getting it started for you. Again, you're listening to your morning pep talk. Stefan Schmidt from Georgetown Technical College. He is our go-to guy when it comes to all of our marine expertise.
And you got me on air now?
I've got you. There you are. How are you?
Some kind of difficulty going on my end here.
Oh, you're fine. Don't ever worry. I was talking. Yeah, did you hear? I said, you're great looking. you're going to welcome everybody with a high five and a ready to go at Georgetown.
That's right. I tell you, sometimes you just have to ad lib a little bit, you know, when things happen. And I do that at school, too. So no worries. I'm pretty good at it because you never know what to expect on a day-to-day basis.
You're amazing. So, thank you so much.
I'm glad we're back on the air here. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, maybe you have a question about your boat, maybe you're wanting to buy a boat and you're getting ready to get into the boating type lifestyle, maybe you're interested in asking me a question about that, or you have some maintenance questions also, you can call us 850-437-1620. You can also text us that question or comment also. So you can do that today, and we're more than happy to help you out. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounted prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. And I'm going to tell you, they will beat anybody's pricing on Repower. So check them out. Give them a call at 850-492-0487. They're more than happy to help you out. They specialize in service and repair on all Mercury, Mercruiser, Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. And I like to say that those trained technicians, many of them came from our school over at Georgetown Technical College out of my Marine Service class, and they continue to work out there at Key Marine. I want to check on them students and see how long they've been here. I have to check my record, but I'm pretty sure several of them have been out there 5+ years. So that's a testament to what we do at Georgetown. We get people to go into the industry, and we want them to be long-term employees. So That's the good news to say that, and I like to tell people that we have people working all over the Escambia County and throughout the Southeast that stay at these locations for a long period of time. You can also check out Key Marine on Facebook. They have a lot of information on that page. Also, they can tell you about consignments, those type of things too. So just check them out on Facebook, give them a call, or go by and see them out there on Bower Road. I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. I think you covered that before I got back on air. So, yep. And Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web. This is a great feature. You can go on the web at georgestonecollege.edu, and they have a great chat feature on there. When you go to that chat feature, you can get in contact with our counselors, and they can help guide you the steps to take to get into a class at George Stone. If you have a question you may want to ask myself or any other instructor out there, that chat feature is a great avenue to do that. We have a lot of people that ask questions. Some people have never entered a technical college, and they don't understand what the steps are. But our school is really great about giving you the steps, telling you what direction you need to take as far as how to get enrolled, what it takes to get enrolled. And sometimes they'll just give you an opportunity to have a free education, which is awesome. You can get a Pell Grant or a VA grant to go to school there, and some scholarships are also available. So you can actually help them, or they can actually help you to get on those scholarships. If you just ask them about them, they're more than happy to do that for you. So give them a call at 850-941-6200 or check them out on that website. It's highly recommend that you do that and check out that chat feature. It's an awesome little tool that they have on that website. So we also have a Facebook page. I hardly ever mention this for George Stone. George Stone has a Facebook page also, and they post pictures on there and little tidbits about different classes on there. Lydia Henderson takes care of our Facebook page. She does a great job on that page, and you can comment on there, and you can look at pictures of different programs and what we're doing. It's kind of real-time stuff. She goes around and takes pictures and interviews our instructors and students, and she puts a lot of information on our George Stone Facebook page. So you can friend them on there and get the word out about our school. So let's talk about the hot topic of the day. How about that? What would you think the hot topic of the day would be?
Oh, man, other than making me sweat over here with technical difficulties, okay?
We can get past all that.
Yeah, no, this is great. Listen, I will tell you, I want to tell you real quick because I don't want to forget that last night I was at a women's group and Georgetown Technical College came up. One of my new friends was saying how, you know, she was just starting to feel stale in her current career. She wasn't really feeling fulfilled. She was getting tired and just feeling like, you know, I just want to quit. And so she actually went online, found Georgetown Technical College, and now she is currently starting her education to begin a new career. So she's really excited because she really believes that this is where she's going to see just her life thrive and be able to help more people. So I just want to say that just meeting somebody on a personal level and hearing that testimony about George Stone and how it's becoming easy. She's not super young, you know, she's not super old, but she's a mom. Her kids are in high school and she's like, I'm so busy. I just want to start a new career though, because I know I can do something better with my life. So to know that people are out there that are having those same feelings, those thoughts, this is an excellent avenue for you. So I just wanted to share that with you real quick, Stefan, and just to remind y'all that you're changing people's lives.
No, I appreciate you mentioning that. And that's what we do out there. And we try to help people. That's our goal, is to help. And we do that. And it can be a career change at any time in somebody's life that we can help them with a career change or to help them with further education. Just to, hey, we do, we help people to get their GED, which is a great step. I always recommend that people that haven't got a high school diploma, check out George Stone to get the GED. And I mentioned Lydia Henderson. I want to get her on the air in the next couple of weeks. They have a great program that she does. I believe it's the WIOLA program, where she helps people who don't have a good path as a career, younger people that are having issues trying to get into the career field, a career field. Probably never had a job before or things like that. I'll let her explain all that to you. But the school actually helps them to get jobs in the industry. And for employers that are listening right now, you can actually have a person that can come help you at your business. And the school district or this program that they have, I don't know exactly. I'm going to get Lydia on the air to talk about that. But they actually pay the salary for people to work in different areas, and it doesn't have to be in the Marine Service. It can be in any kind of area. They help them to gain job skills by placing them and paying the salary, so the employer doesn't have to pay the salary for people to come to work for them for their training. So isn't that an awesome part of what we do out at George Stone? I just love that idea and what they do with people. And I talk to those young people and encourage them and say, you're doing a great job. And Lydia passes on to me all the people that are doing such a great job out there learning how to work. And sometimes you have to teach people how to work, how to go to work, that kind of thing. You know, and that's just a great asset to give somebody, something that can teach them the steps to employment. And that's so very important, that what she does out there with the school. And she got a great staff with her, and they work very hard to make all that happen. So thank you so much. So we got a text coming in. It says, I work during the week. Does Georgetown offer online classes or weekend and night classes? So that's our text coming in. I'm going to answer that question. And really, we don't have online classes or weekend classes. Our classes are scheduled through the week, Monday through Friday. We do have some classes that offer morning time and evening time classes. My class runs from 2:15 until 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Thursday. So that may fall into helping you if you have a job. And many of my students work during the day. They get off a little bit early and then come to school full time. So you can check our website. There's some classes that are offered at night. Some of them are part time. My class does not work well part time. I recommend always full time to come to my class. But part time, there are other part time classes out there. But no online classes. Everything is at the facility. So, but check out our website, call a counselor, talk to them, tell them what your needs are. And maybe you can get in touch with somebody that's your, maybe a class you're interested in. It could be cybersecurity or something like that. That's a great class to be in for somebody that works and can do some part-time stuff and they can learn cybersecurity. Now I could tell you with my class, as far as what we do, we offer a lot of stuff that you can do online, but it's not something that we offer as far as gaining credit. It'll give you the ability to study. So some classes may offer that also, where you can, if you're going to class part-time, it will help you so you can continue to study on your off time during the weekends and stuff and kind of gain some knowledge there. So it's all self-paced. So everything is self-paced. So hours, in a way, don't matter as far as seat time goes, as far as learning ability. So it's all self-paced, so you can gain that by moving forward by learning on your off time. So I hope that answered that question.
Yeah. The really cool thing from, this is my opinion, okay, with Georgetown is that people are getting hands-on training from professionals that are going to equip them to go and be professionals in their field too. You know, so you want that hands-on in-person learning. I'm very visual. I like in-person. I like seeing it written down, acted out, charades, the whole shebang. So, right. You know, for me, that's how I learn best. It's how my brain just, you know, starts firing on all cylinders. So it is, for my opinion, again, more beneficial to be in person and be able to, you know, have that in-class experience.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. You know, we went online for 5 months or so last year. And I'm trying to put that in my way far memory, right?
We've
been back since July. And the school's been back since July. This course, not all classes since July, but a lot of classes came back in July. We were one of those classes that came back and did a full month in July. And now we've been back 100% since June. So, you know, it's definitely better to do things as far as I'm concerned, face-to-face type learning. You can't learn everything online. I mean, my students do a lot of stuff online, but it gives them the basics, and it helps them with the hands-on. So, you know, but there's some classes like the IT classes, cybersecurity, that type stuff. Since that's online anyway, a lot of it, there is still some hands-on that go along with that, but a lot of it is online, so. All right, looks like we have another text coming in. It says, what are red flags when buying a used boat? Okay, that's a great question to ask, because there are red flags when you're buying used product. It really depends on what you're interested in. So if you're interested in, I highly recommend stay away from old boats, okay? That's surely a red flag. One thing that you need to consider is how much money can you spend when you're getting ready to buy a boat, okay? That's a major factor. when you're getting ready to purchase a boat. So you need to really budget and decide, okay, I'm going to spend up to X amount of dollars on a boat. You need to decide what type of boat and boating that you're going to do. That's all part of purchasing a boat. You need to know what you can afford and that kind of thing. So when you're looking at red flags, if I'm interested in buying a boat from someone, one of the very first things I'm going to ask for is his maintenance, their maintenance records on the boat. Where did you get the boat maintained? How many hours does it have on it? You know, what type of maintenance have you done? Those type of things. When I'm looking at a boat, and let's say it's a low hour boat, doesn't have a lot of hours on it, but it's an older boat. Let's say it's 5-8 years old, got a lot of low hours on it. That sets out red flags to me, because boats that sit for long periods of time tend to have fuel problems. Okay. So that's a red flag that I would look at. Say, okay, so I'm trying to figure out, how old is this boat? How many hours of operation is on this boat? And why are they not using the boat? And then how old is the fuel and those kinds of things? So those are red flags that you got to look at. Okay. So also, when you're looking at boats right now, since we were talking about the hot topic today is the cold weather. We've mentioned that the hot topic today is actually the cold weather. When you're thinking about what's happened in the last few weeks, there's a lot of red flags there, because people aren't prepared, especially in our area. You're looking at lower Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, where we've had these hard freezes for long periods of time, and I say 2 to 3 days of hard freeze. Mm-hmm. People aren't prepared for that as far as their boats are concerned. So red flags this time, right now, would be, does this boat have a broken block, you know, from the freeze damage? Does it have manifolds on it that are frozen and broke? Those kind of things. And those things can be hidden to where you really don't see it when you're getting ready to purchase a boat. So you got to be very aware of what you're looking at whenever you're getting ready to purchase a boat. Highly recommend that if you're going to buy a boat, to get a pre-buyers done on it, have somebody look at it, a professional like Key Marine. Let them look that boat over from top to bottom and give you an idea of what the boat is worth, what kind of repairs it needs, that type of stuff. You know, just always have, it's good to have professional eyes on it. And they would know how to look at the boat. There's telltale signs when you look at boats and you're getting ready to buy one. You know, as far as freeze is concerned, as far as getting the hours downloaded and seeing how many hours it has, you know, compression checks and leak down tests, things that you can do to make sure that when you buy that boat, you know, it's going to be a pretty good boat for you. So always do that pre-buyers and always look things over really good and try to get those maintenance records. That's very important. And get a budget. Know how much you want to spend. I promise you, a person that's going to spend $3,000 versus $30,000, the guy that's spent and lady that's spending $30,000 have a better opportunity to get something that's going to be reliable. So, you know.
Now, okay. When you say, just for somebody like me, I'm not a huge boat connoisseur, although I really do enjoy a nice ride out when it's warm and the sun is shining, which, you know, if we could just get the weather to cooperate one of these days, we can get those soon. But when you say boat hours on the boat, what do you mean by that?
I'm talking about engine time. How long was the engine ran, actual running time on the motor?
Okay.
So I want you to think about this. Whenever a person uses a boat, think about our time frame and the weekends and things like that. So let's say next weekend I'm looking at the weather and I'm planning on using my boat, and then Friday comes and the weather gets bad. I'm not going to use that boat that weekend. And then the next weekend it looks good. Well, I got to work. I'm not going to be able to use the boat. And the final weekend looks good, so I'm planning on working. When you start thinking about how the time frame rolls in as far as when you can use your boat, how long you use the boat, and how often you use your boat, and then you got to factor in, what do you do with your boat? So where do you go and those type of things? A lot of times you're only using your boat for a short period of time during the weekend. You may have 2 days of 8 hours each on the water, but you're only actually running your engine a few hours a day because you may be going from one location to another and stopping and that kind of stuff. Okay. So all those factors that we look at, and we can get this from a download. When we look at these motors and see how the customer runs it, they may have a lot of idle time where they're idling around at 1,000 RPM or 2,000 RPM, and they don't have a lot of wide open throttle or top end time kind of situations. All that tells the technician a story. How is the customer using the boat? And when you evaluate and when you look at these downloads from the computer, you kind of decide what type of maintenance the person needs or what the kind of shape the engine is in through these kind of downloads that you're able to read those. So that's what I'm talking about, is the time the engine runs, that kind of thing.
Very cool. That's, you just taught me something new. I really love learning something new every day. And so is there something, and you probably mentioned it before, but I forget the name or the term for it, kind of like, you know, with Carfax, you have like the Kelley Blue Book or the Carfax on the vehicle. What do you call that for a boat that people can have before they purchase a pre-owned one?
Yeah, you're really at the mercy of the owner or the dealership when you're looking at those things. There's really nothing out there to say, you know, this boat has, you know, has been in an accident or anything like that.
Okay.
So you have to be very careful when you purchase a used boat. Highly recommend that you use somebody reputable that's checked the boat out previously. That's a good thing to do.
Yes.
I know many times Key Marine will actually repair boats before they sell them. They get a boat in and they have to do some repairs. So you're at the mercy of the customer that's selling the boat, the dealership or an independent place that's selling the boat. You're at their mercy. And you have to trust the technician that's evaluating your boat and they're pulling down this information. So that's really all you can get from that, you know. So it's not a real Carfax, boat
right.
fax kind
okay.
of thing out there.
Excellent. I mean, and that's, and like you said, if you're feeling a little bit, you know, maybe leery about the one for sale by owner boat that you're looking at, go to a reputable place instead. Take a look at their inventory because they could have probably fixed it beforehand, most likely, especially with the quality behind Key Marine. And, you know, then, you know, you can talk to a professional, walk your way through that. And we're going to be in springtime before we know it. I'm just hoping and praying, Stephan.
Oh, yeah. The weather's getting there. Yeah.
It's take a couple more weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get into that warm time and people are going to get excited about going out and boating. And a lot of people are going to be looking for boats right now. Used boats are somewhat hard to obtain because of the different things that are going on in the industry. So sometimes you have to kind of look at a different, not a new boat, but a used boat. So it just depends on where you're at and what's out there. So, but just be awful careful when you're looking for a used boat that you look for something late model. Then there's different motors out there. You're looking at direct injected motors and four strokes and two strokes and all that. So there's a lot of factors that are involved with boats. So just get with a reputable company like Key Marine and ask them questions. Ask a lot of questions. Do some research online, see what the value of the boat is, and don't forget about the trailer. Always check the trailer and make sure the trailer is in good condition when you're purchasing a boat. And also make sure that the vehicle that you're going to tow the boat with will tow that boat to the water, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of factors that are involved in purchasing a boat, and you got to do a lot of thinking and consideration on it and budgeting. That's so very important. You have to budget not only for the purchase of the boat, for the maintenance, because maintenance is so very important to do your maintenance on a yearly basis and make sure that you tally that into what you're going to do and keep that portion of your maintenance portion in your savings account so you know that, okay, this time of year I'm going to spend X amount of dollars on maintenance to keep my boat going so I can enjoy my boat. And then, of course, fuel costs and things like that, right? So a lot of consideration, but having fun in a boat, you can't beat it. I'm around here in Pensacola area in the Panhandle. When you go out onto the water, there's so many different places you can go. You can go on rivers and bayous and out into the intercoastal and out into the Gulf of Mexico. You have so many different places to go. It's crazy not to have a boat when you live in this area. So we got one more question here. It says, my boat is on a trailer other than starting it. What else can I do during the winter? Well, I hope you've done something. We only got about a minute left, so I'm going to try to answer that question. The main thing is to treat your fuel and start it. But on the cold freezes that we've had, we got to make sure that motor is tilted down. If it's an outboard and if it's an inboard or stern drive, make sure you drain that block and prep it for this cold weather. I don't have enough time to go into that. I'll try to go into that next week. So appreciate the text today. I appreciate we had a lot of them. I hope I got the most of them. And again, we want to thank Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida for sponsoring our show. They do that so we can get the word out about the Marine Service class at George Stone over at George Stone College, and we just want to let people know that we're out there and we're doing the best we can to get people into our classrooms and to get them out into a career field. So we want to thank our listeners this week, and we want to tell you we will be back next week, and I'll continue that conversation about the cold weather and what to do on that kind of stuff. So thank you for listening.